Ambassador Samantha Power of the United States told reporters that just 2 weeks ago, a draft resolution on Syria's chemical weapons program was, quote, utterly unimaginable. She says the overarching goal of the resolution is for the rapid and total elimination of Syria's chemical weapons program.
This is a class of weapons that the world has already judged must be banned because their use is simply too horrific. This is a fundamental belief shared by the United States, all members of the Security Council, and 98% of the world. The Council discussed a draft resolution that will uphold this international norm by imposing legally binding obligations on Syria, on the government, to eliminate this chemical weapons program. This resolution will require the destruction of a category of weapons that the Syrian government has used ruthlessly and repeatedly against its own people. And this resolution will make clear that there are going to be consequences for non-compliance.
Ambassador Vitaly Chekhin of Russia says the draft resolution introduced to the Security Council is fully in line with a framework agreement recently reached in Geneva by the top diplomats of Russia and the United States.
We believe that it is something which is working very pragmatically and strongly in support of this effort of the elimination of chemical weapons in Syria, in support of the role, a very important role, which is going to be played in that work by the Organization on the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. And we are sure that this is something which is giving a good support for this work, which will need to be undertaken by the Syrians, by the Organization on the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, by the United Nations and all the interested parties which are going to be contributing to this process.
The ongoing crisis in Syria is one of the major issues that has been raised as world leaders gathered in New York for the annual session of the General Assembly. In his remarks to the Assembly early this week, the Secretary General of the United Nations described the crisis in Syria as the world's biggest challenge to peace and security. Oscar Fernandez Taranco is the UN Assistant Secretary General for Political Affairs.
There is no military solution to the political crisis in Syria. The only way out of it, the only way to bring peace back to this country and to its people, is through dialogue and political compromises. The Geneva Conference on Syria, on which the United Nations has been working tirelessly for months, intends to launch such a dialogue.
Mr. Fernandez Taranco says the UN Secretary General strongly believes that the conference on Syria can be held soon and can be successful in resolving this tragedy. Derek Imbata, United Nations.